Good morning. It is 8:32 a.m. Do I have a side pocket I can put this in? I do. 8:32 a.m. Friday, January the 14th, 2022. The temperature is falling. When I got up this morning, it was almost 45 degrees out, and right at the moment, it's like 38, 39, according to the official Greeley temperature. So, yeah, hi. It is a raw morning. It is cold. It's almost 100% cloud cover. There's a little bit of blue sky way off in the northwest. But, yeah, it's cold. It's cold, it's breezy. I'm not wearing my parka this morning. That would have been overkill. I am wearing a heavy fleece-lined hoodie underneath my new windbreaker raincoat. There's not a lot of insulation in the coat, so I had to put a little extra on underneath it. But, yeah, it's still... My fingers are cold, my nose is cold, but... It's not bad. Nose is running. I'm trying to think of something I could talk about today, and I'm kind of at a loss. But mostly what I'm thinking about is that tomorrow, starting... Alright, that was slippery. I did not fall down, but it was a near thing. There's a chunk of ice with water running across the top of it. And, yeah, that didn't give me much traction to step over. So, tomorrow, starting relatively early, I think 11 my time. And this, we start with CIFL meetings. I got a board meeting. And then the semi-annual membership meeting. Yesterday I took care of my tax stuff, so my tax stuff was taken care of. I took care of a bunch of CIFL business the day before. Today I really need to do... work-like that I can report in my newsletter, which has to go out tonight for delivery tomorrow. But I'm feeling pretty optimistic about that. I feel pretty good about it. I finished Admiral's Oath, the new Glenn Stewart. space opera. I have not moved on to the third book in that other series yet. I had given a day or two. I'm reading some of the backlist samples I've picked up over the last couple of months. I've gone through most of them. We'll see how it goes. I'm still chipping away at Epictetus. The Enchiridion. There's a lot of things I should be doing, and sleep is one of them. Sleep was kind of a bad night last night. I'm a little bit late this morning because I was late getting up, so I was late getting some more. Sorry, I see. God, that's bad. I was late getting up, so I was late getting breakfast, so I was a little late getting out this morning. There's a lot of things that I could probably be doing that I would like to do that might help just in general. One of them is meditate. I still have Headspace installed. I renewed it at the end of the year. And the guided meditations are good. I enjoyed them greatly. But there came a point where I just wanted Andy to shut up and let me meditate. Part of it is that there is no time when my brain is quiet. Apparently, there are people for whom quiet is possible inside their own head. That they can sit and have quiet. And apparently, there are people who can actually envision things. Actual physical 3D objects in their brain. And while my spatial recognition is really, really good, the idea that I see a picture of an apple in my head is like, no. I also learned recently that one of the common characteristics of ADHD is not having the words to describe emotions that you're feeling at the time that you're feeling them. That's an interesting challenge for me. I talked about it with my therapist before she retired. She didn't mention that it was one of the common characteristics. Because the problem with ADHD is that there are so many characteristics about it that are different from person to person to person. Some greater, some smaller. Some people can't stop moving. That's why the hyperactivity comes in. Some people, I think I've trained myself to stop moving. I can sit still. It's possible for me to sit still. That wasn't always the case, so I suspect that I've trained myself to be able to sit still. There's a little piece of blue sky sticking up there, almost overhead now. That's cool. I don't know what the weather's supposed to be today, but it feels like rain. Here's some geese. A few of them flying by over there to the west of me. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk bust. Ouch. I slapped it really hard. So I guess today I got to get into Findaway Voices and find out what's going on over there. I need to get Zephyr's Call loaded. I need to get the Hermit loaded up. I've been promising that for months. I've had the files for, well, I'm embarrassed to say how long I've had the files for. There, across that street without almost falling down and breaking something. Well, without almost falling down and breaking something is not necessarily a realistic concern, other than that ground is hard and my bones are old. Oh, yeah. What is this, 4 days in a row? My shins are complaining. My hips were giving me hell earlier. The sidewalks aren't bad. The streets are a mess. Take it real easy. There we go. Back onto dry sidewalk. Smoke, I smell wood smoke. Oh, that's interesting. This guy has a whole stack of sticks and logs. I wonder what he's doing with those. I still have it. I'm playing House Flipper, and I'm not exactly sure how I feel about it. If you really deck out the house and you make it look really nice, it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of money, and you don't get that money back. How nice the house looks doesn't matter to the sale price. So if, you know, it needs to, a living room has to have, I don't remember now, has to have a couch and a table, a coffee table and a couch, I think, makes a room a living room. So it doesn't matter if you buy a $100 couch or a $1,000 couch. It doesn't matter if you buy a $12 coffee table or a $1,000 coffee table. It's still a living room, and the fact that it's a living room is what matters to the buyers. Now, some of the buyers have preferences. So this one guy that wants to have really expensive furniture in his office, which needs to be painted white, but everything else in the house has to be cheap. I finally figured out how to make a family room, so I've managed to sell something to that group of people. But the best deal I got was I paid like $99,000 for a house, turned it over for $400,000. So that was like 400%. And it was a huge job. Jeez, it was a huge job. It took a very long time. And that one wound up with, I think, two family rooms and no living room. But they bought it, so I don't care. I have one more bunker to sell to somebody. I've got one of the achievements is that you sell a house to every buyer, and there are eight different buyers. That wind is cold. Okay, put the hood back up. Try to put the hood back up. There are eight different buyers. Find out if the wind sock on this microphone works today, because that wind is just whistling. Holy shit. Pardon my French, but hood up. I'm almost back, but that wind is brutal. Yeah, it's good. I mean, I'm not complaining about the wind, because the wind will dry up whatever water is running loose. And I suspect we'll be freezing again before too awful much longer. We may have had the high of temperature for the day. Gust front, I guess, because I've either got under it or it's died down. It's a lot of treetops moving, so I think there it is again. I'm getting some protection from the houses around, but not a lot. Yikes. That was intense. I have a little bit of sweat down the middle of my back. But that wind pretty much chilled the sweat right off. Yikes. Okay. Anyway. Here I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.